to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where you are.
Dwelling in your presence.
Gotta be where you are.
Come on, say it again.
Wanna be where.
Wanna be
you
where.
Are.
Gotta be where.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you tonight, Lord. Ha! There is none like you on all the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are absolutely glad in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. And we thank God for you on tonight. Tasha Cobb, I want to be. Where you are. I've got to be where you are. And I pray that that's your desire tonight. I pray that that's your prayer tonight. We want to be where God is. I told our church, I don't want to be where God is not. I need to be where God is. I know he's on this prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we know where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, God.
And we thank God for you on tonight. You. For your glory, I will do anything.
My God.
Just to see you and behold you as my King.
Yes,
oh, I love that song. It always ministered to me, and I pray that it ministered to you. We started something new on tonight, and we thank God, amen, for that song. at the outset of our prayer tonight.
Yes.
And we thank God for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Interceding and believing and trusting God and connecting with us, knowing that two or more touch and agree, he shall be in the midst of them.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read a few verses of scripture coming from the prophet Isaiah.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 27, and quickly 11, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 10, the prophet Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse number 27, and then we're going to look at chapter 11, verse number 1. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing."
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. "And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Chapter 11, verse 1 says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
the Bible
you.
Says in Isaiah chapter 10 that the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing.
My God.
You are anointed by God to destroy every yoke in your life. You have the ability, the authority, the anointing to destroy every yoke that the devil has tried to put around your life. Any bondage, any imprisonment, God has anointed you to destroy that yoke. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the Bible says. And I know even from my immediate family that there was a yoke on the Simmons family, a yoke of alcohol and drug addiction, a yoke of anger.
Yes.
And that spirit rested on me for a season. Glory be to God. That see, come on, Pastor. That for a season, that spirit had a hold of me.
Yes, yes.
But the anointing, glory be to God. The anointing destroyed that yoke, that bondage, that tried to arrest my life. That's why I thank God for Jesus. That's why we continue to pray.
Yes.
That's why we seek his face,
yes,
while he may be found. Because we see in the next chapter that out of the house of Jesse is going to come a root. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all know the story. Even as Jesse overlooked his son David, God did not overlook David. For God judges the heart as man judges the outward. David didn't look like a king. They didn't think David could be anointed king. They didn't think David can handle the kingdom. But God saw in David what his own father didn't see in him. And out of David came this branch. That's why they refer to Jesus as the son of David. Oh, I'm getting excited. Glory be to God. The lineage of Jesus through the life of David. We thank God for the word that reminds us that that same spirit, through our belief in Jesus Christ, rest on us.
Yeah.
Now the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord is upon our lives tonight. So whatever you do, know who you are in God. Understand your inheritance. Know that you are anointed to destroy every curse, to break every chain, and to destroy every yoke. And we're going to continue to pray because there's power in prayer.
Yes, yes.
That's why we pray, to keep the chains off, to keep the curse broken, to keep our yoke connected with Jesus. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes.
So we yoked up with Jesus, and that's why we pray in that name. That's why we come to him. That's why we honor him as we go to him, knowing he can do what we can't do. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for every caller tonight. I thank you for their life. I thank you for their family. I thank you for their anointing. I thank you for their assignment that you have ordained before the foundation of the world for them to walk in. In the name of Jesus, they are going to walk worthy of the vocation for which you have called them to walk in. In the name of Jesus, because no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. And the words of the Apostle Paul, a great door has opened for them, but great opposition, Father God, is coming against the people of God. And right now, we bind up that spirit of opposition. We bind up every enemy.
Yes.
We bind up, in the name of Jesus, every adversary, in the name of Jesus. And we loose, Lord, your word. You said what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now, Lord, we loose, hallelujah, Jesus, this prayer over the people of God. And we decree and declare that the abundant life they will walk in, it is their inheritance. That, Father God, you have anointed them. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. And right now, I decree and declare over every life, abundant life, Zoe life, overflowing with blessings. In the name of Jesus, prosperity is in your house. Power is in your house. The anointing is on your life, and the devil can't do nothing about it. In the name of Jesus, the devil is still a liar. You are victorious. You were born to win. In the name of Jesus. So that's why the yoke has been destroyed, because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has enabled you. God has empowered you. That's why we come with a spirit of humility, saying, Lord, you do what we can't do. Lord, you fight our battles. Lord, you deal with our enemies. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you do what we can't do. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on your people on this line tonight. You know what they stand in the need of. Somebody need a financial miracle. Somebody needs sickness and disease in their bodies to be annihilated. Somebody need their family to be restored. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we have not because we ask not. And right now we're asking and we are praying and we're bringing our prayers and our supplications, our petitions to your throne of grace on this prayer line tonight. We are in agreement. You said there's power in agreement. Two or more walking together in agreement and unity, there is power. So, Lord, we thank you right now that you, Father God, honor us as we continue to honor you on these Tuesday night prayers. We're praying for our families. We're praying for this world. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for the clergy. We're praying for our churches. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. In the name of Jesus, you have ordained, you have consecrated us, you have sanctified us holy. In the name of Jesus, you're looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. And right now, Lord, we're asking you, you said, lest I build a house, they that labor in vain. And we're asking you to to build new creation Christian ministries. We're asking you to send in the laborers. We're asking you to add, Lord, to our, hallelujah, our church family, in the name of Jesus, to give us a greater anointing, to give us greater favor in the community, to give us greater, in the name of Jesus, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, and even a greater fear of the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We have a spirit of thanksgiving. We're not going to focus on what we don't have. We're going to refocus our things and our mind on what we do have. For your word says, if our mind be stayed on you, I feel the Holy Ghost. You say you will keep us in perfect peace. And right now, Lord, whatsoever things are true, we're going to think on those things. Whatsoever things are trustworthy, we're going to think on those things. Whatsoever things are of a good report, we're going to think on those things. Whatsoever things are honorable, we're going to think on those things. So, Lord, help us to be transformed tonight by the renewing of our minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to take every thought captive, and we're making it obedient to the word of God. And that's why we're praying to stay in the word. That's why we're praying to stay in your will. That's why we're praying so we can win and get the victory. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over every life. I plead the blood over every family. I plead the blood over every marriage. I plead the blood over every child, every grandchild, your niece and your nephews, your cousins, your aunts and your uncles and grandparents, your extended family. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God, thank you for restoring the family. Thank you that you love the family. The family was before ministry. Oh, glory be to God. The family was before ministry. Before there was ministry, there was Adam and Eve. So we thank you for the first family. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that godly offspring will be birthed out of our marriages, that godly offspring will continue to carry the faith, that godly offspring will walk circumspectly to the word of Shabbatakata, to the word of God. That's why we pray for our children. This world is trying to entice them. This world is trying to lure them. But we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We pray for our young people. They already got the victory. They will graduate college. They will go on and be successful entrepreneurs. They will be the leaders of tomorrow. So we cover our children in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God.
Yes, God.
Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
Thank you.
For your glory, we will do anything. For your glory, just to see you, we want to be where you are, God. I pray for every church open in the name of Jesus, that you will bless every pastor, minister to every bishop, minister to every apostle, every prophet, every teacher of the word. Fivefold ministry gifts, Lord. Turn the hearts of your leaders back to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord, touch, God. In the name of Jesus, those in the hospital, those behind prison walls, touch those who find themselves in a shelter. We pray for those who are homeless. We pray for our military. We pray in the name of Jesus for the orphan. We pray, glory be to God, for the single parent. Oh, glory be to God. Be encouraged. I feel God. Be encouraged, single parent. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. The word says we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So right now, God, meet every need on the prayer line tonight. Minister to every broken heart on the prayer line tonight. You say you see our tears. You know our prayer before we utter a word. You understand the hardship. You understand the famines that we walk in. You understand, in the name of Jesus, the voice in our lives. So, Lord, we're praying to a God, and we're asking to have mercy on your people tonight. So as we continue to pray, we believe that your grace is sufficient. You said the just shall live and walk by faith. So right now, Lord, we pray and we ask and we believe that you will touch us, that you will minister to us, that you will answer according to your will in the name of Jesus. So touch every family tonight. Minister to every mother, every grandmother, every father, every grandfather, every parent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. Let's continue to pray. Father God, we just bless your name and we worship you on tonight, God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We thank you for your presence on this prayer line, God. We thank you for each and every person, Father God, that has assembled, Father God, to pray, oh God. Jesus asked his disciples, could they not pray for 1 hour? So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for giving us, Father God, the opportunity to come before you and pray, Father God, for 1 hour, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to, Father God, fellowship with us. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, that you will be in our midst, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for being with us all tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for moving in a mighty way, God, even as Pastor Emily has already prayed, God. We thank you, Lord, for answer prayers. You said in your word, God, and we believe, Father God, and come to you asking anything according to your word, that we will have those things for which we have prayed, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you would repent and change your mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that there are two immutable features, characteristics on you, God, your word and your character, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are unchanging. We thank you that you are truth.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your word is solid, that your word will never pass away, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word will stand forever, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, that when you swore the oath, you swore by yourself, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten son to die for us so that we would not perish, but we will have eternal life. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for snatching us from the pit of hell. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the day that you stepped into each and every one of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the day that you found us, oh God, the day that you, Father God, opened our eyes so that we could know and be cognizant and believe in you, oh God, and believe in your existence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you loved us too much to leave us like you found us, God. We thank you, Lord, that even before the beginning of time, you had a plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you had a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we love you today. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't bless you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We bring the sacrifice of praise to you on tonight, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will quicken us once again, God. Where there is a dry area, where there is frustration, where there is discouragement, where there is weariness, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will rain on us, oh God, that you will allow this well of living waters to spring up on the inside of each and every one of us, God, that you will revive us again, God. Hallelujah. That you will restore unto us the joy of our salvation, that you will create in us a prepared heart, oh God. We wish to worship you, oh God. Lord, as the deer passes through the waters, so our souls are longing after you, God. Lord, we realize, hallelujah, that without you we are nothing, oh God. Without you we can do nothing, oh God. But with you we can do all things, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you for you didn't come down from the cross.
Yes.
We thank you for doing what the Father sent you to do. We thank you, Jesus, for loving us that much that you laid down your life for us. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, Father God, let the blood be in vain, God. We ask, Father God, that we will walk worthy of the call that is upon our lives, Lord. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, O God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for developing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today, God, that you are a heart fixer, O God, that you are a life changer, O God, that you, Father God, are the light that shines in the middle of our darkness, O God, that because we were once blind, God, that we know that we can see, oh God, because you stepped into the midst of our darkness and shown the light, oh God, the marvelous light, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight and we praise you on tonight, God. Lord, I ask that you would touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Lay your hands on each person that's passed and prayed, Father God. And, Father God, begin to stir up your spirit within their bellies, oh God. Father God, thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for healing those who are sick on tonight. God. Lord, we thank you that you came with healing in your wings. Spread your wings over the sick on tonight, God. And Lord, thank you for manifesting healing on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, of Jesus Christ, we are healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for families being restored, God. We thank you, Lord, for bills being paid, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the praise that's bubbling up from the inside of our bellies on tonight, God. That no matter what's going on around us, yet will we praise you, God. We have made up our mind that we will praise you, God. We have made up our mind that we will worship you. We have made up our mind that we will magnify your name.
Yes.
We have made up our mind that we will stay on the battlefield. We have made up our mind that there's no turning back. We have made up our mind that we will glorify your name, oh God. We have made up mind, oh God, that on Christ the solid rock we stand. All on the ground is sinking sand.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for stepping into our lives and breaking and destroying every yoke. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, I declare over every life today that the curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, the devil, the enemy has no dominion in your life. Oh, you have the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. The curse has been broken off of your life. You and your seed are blessed. Everything that you touch will prosper. If you will yet delight yourself in the Lord and meditate on his word day and night, everything that you touch will prosper. But God says you will be blessed by your obedience. Continue to seek after the face of the Lord. Continue to walk circumspectly before him. Continue to look not to the left but to the right to go after other idols. Repent of your sin on tonight and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. God has a great plan for your life. God says, I have a great plan for your life. I have a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. I have a plan to give you a hope and a future. And all I ask is that you worship me. God is looking for true worshipers on tonight. He's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Will you be a true worshiper on tonight? Will you worship God with everything in you? Will you worship God with your life? Will you take up the living waters? Will you allow Jesus to quench your thirst? Will you allow him to satiate your hunger for righteousness? Will you allow Jesus to fix and change your life? Will you walk before him obeying his commandments? He said, my commandments are not burdensome. That you would just love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And that you will love your neighbor as yourself. that they will know you are my disciples by your love, one to another. And Lord, we thank you on tonight that we are your disciples, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you continue, Father God, hallelujah, to change us, oh God, mold us, oh God, make us, oh God, shape us. We are the clay, oh God, and you are the potter.
Yeah.
And we sacrifice ourselves under your hand, oh God, realizing, God, that we've been coming up empty, God. So, Lord, we give ourselves to you tonight. We give ourselves away to you tonight, and we say, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, let your fire fill this prayer line. Let your purging waters flow over each and every life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, God. We need you. We need you, God. We need a fresh air filling. We need you more than we need our necessary bread, God. We know that we have you living on the inside of us, but God, we ask that you would take over, God. We ask that you would, Father God, become greater in us than we are. Greater than us, God. We die to ourselves, God. And we live with you, oh God. So have your way.
Have your way, God.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, God. We give ourselves away to you tonight. And Lord, we pray for every person on this prayer line that you will, Father God, work miracles in their lives, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for manifested blessings. We thank you, Father God, that they are prospering and being in good health, even as their souls prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you're restoring family relationships. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving people back their right mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for rebuking Satan, oh God, on the behalf of your people, oh God. We thank you that angels are encamped all around your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving peace where there has been discouragement. We thank you for giving joy where there has been, oh glory, hallelujah, despair. We thank you for giving praise where there has been worry and crying and mourning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless every person, oh God, on this prayer line. Lord, bless this United States of America.
Yes.
Give our president wisdom, oh God.
Yes.
Touch those who are suffering at the hands of ISIS, oh God. Touch those in Israel. We pray for Israel on tonight, God. We ask that you will bless Israel, oh God. Father God, continue, Father God, to open the eyes of your people, your chosen people, oh God, so that they can see that they're redeemed, that Jesus is Messiah. Let them see that Jesus is Messiah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless all who are being persecuted for righteousness' sake on tonight, God. Touch every child that's suffering on tonight, God. Touch every person that's hungry on tonight, God. Make provision for those, Father God, who need your hand of provision.
Yes.
Food and clothing and shelter, God. You said in your word that you know what we need before we ask. So Lord, we intercede on those, Father God, on the behalf of those who do not have. And we say, bless, God, and heal and deliver and Father God, redeem and restore, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We bless your name. We worship you. Oh, my God, we worship you. We magnify your name on tonight. We pray for our children.
Yes.
We pray for our adult children,
our children,
oh God. We pray for our minor children. We pray for our grandchildren.
Yes.
We pray for our great-grandchildren. And some even great-great-grand. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of our children. God says your seed is blessed.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you that our seed is blessed. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every child, on this phone line, represented over every child, represented in our churches, over every every tribe represented in the United States and beyond, God. You said, suffer the little children to come unto me, oh God. And Lord, we know that you care about the children.
Yes.
So Lord, we cut off every hand of every molester, the hand of the abductor, the hand of the abuser. We cut off every hand that would try to bring harm to the children, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you because we realize that you've already answered these prayers, oh God, but we come to you boldly and humbly, oh God. We come to you with reverence and reverential fear, oh God, knowing that you alone are God, but we come boldly to your throne, God, and we just thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to come boldly to your throne, God. We love you, Jesus, and we bless your name. So, Lord, continue to have your way, and like my pastor would pray, bless New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We give that church to you.
It's your church, God.
We give New Creation to you. Yes. We hand it over to you, God, and say, have your way, and bless each and every person that's a part of that local assembly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The anointing of God is on this line.
Thank you, Lord.
As we read that scripture, there's an anointing that can destroy every yoke. But there's something about prayer. He says, pray for one another.
Yes.
Pastor, that's word.
Yes.
Pray for one another that you might be healed.
Yes.
And we're going to open up the phone lines tonight because there's power in prayer. There's power in agreement.
Yes.
There's power when we come together.
Yes.
There's something about the name of Jesus.
Yes.
When we say it and we pray in that name and we mean what we pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Change begins to happen. Transformation and being regenerate. Glory be to God. Transforming power of God is activated through prayer. So we thank God for you. Press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to every caller tonight, but if you press 1 on your phone, we're going to get to every caller tonight, and we thank God for your faithfulness to this prayer line. As you call in, we know that God is honoring your diligence and your faithfulness to what he commanded us to do. He says, when you pray,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
in Matthew chapter 6, when you pray. So we thank God for you tonight. Area code 678, 678, God bless you.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Thank you for being my healer. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank God for this powerful prayer line that I look forward to go on every Tuesday. And I have this song in my heart, just praising God all the time. Pastor Rebecca, I find myself like it's like a 24/7 thing. I go to sleep, I have a song in my heart. I wake up praising God. I walk praising God. I drive, everything is just praising God with a song. I thank God so much. I want to thank God. And I want to pray, and I pray for both of you that you know that everything just continues. And I'm liking that woman to woman. I missed it yesterday, but I heard it last week, and I'm just praising God because I know the next time I go to your church, it's gonna be something big. The next time I go there, because there's gonna be so many worshipers in your church. I mean, I could just see that your church is gonna get big, and I can't wait. I just can't wait to go to your church. I'm going to show up in the summertime up there. I'll be up there. But
to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. And I declare and I decree. And I just want to pray for my mother-in-law. She hasn't been feeling well. Her heart, she's having some problems with her heart, and they're going to do some studying, you know, some studies. And I just want to pray that everything turns out okay for her. She's not feeling too well. She doesn't sound too well either. So I just want to pray for her, and I want to thank God for everything. I mean, it's like so much. It's endless. It's just an endless love he has for me. And I love him so much, and I praise him all the time. And God bless everyone on this prayer line too.
Well, we thank God for you, and you encourage every heart tonight.
Yeah.
Every praise is to our God. And every word of worship
on one accord.
And that's why I love this prayer line. We're on one accord.
Yes,
and we are praying for people. We are loving on people. We are believing God for one another. And that's why God honors us. And we have seen the manifestation of his word come to pass in our lives. We've heard many testimonies come from you. So keep that song in your spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
And we love you for that. And we thank God for you for that. But let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. Even for the declarations, Lord, toward New Creation Church in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are blessing our ministry. We know that the hand of the Lord is on our church. We know that the favor of God is on that building in Hillside, New Jersey.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
As
she has sent prayers this way, that you will honor the words coming out of her mouth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, minister to her heart. Continue to keep a song in her mouth. Continue to keep the word of the Lord in her heart and in her spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remove every burden. Destroy every yoke. Remove every weight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to surround her with the right people. Continue to connect her with the right people. Continue to allow her to network with the right believers in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you even for her faithfulness to this prayer line.
Lord, hallelujah.
Coming on a weekly basis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless her son. Bless her household.
And
touch her mother-in-law, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we send your word that she might be healed. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give the doctors wisdom. Father God, minister to the sickness and whatever she's dealing with, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove, Father God, hallelujah, every infirmity in the name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you that her mother-in-law will be fully restored and totally healed and totally delivered in the name of Jesus.
So,
Lord, give her strength, renew her strength in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you and we give your name glory on tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Maria, God gave me the scripture to share with you as you were talking about always having the praise on your heart. And it's Hebrews 13:15. By Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. God is saying he's well pleased with your praise. God is well pleased with the fruit of your lips, the sacrifice of praise that you give to him continually. So we
thank
God for
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you and your sacrifice of praise that you bring to this prayer line every single week. I sing praises to the Lord as you give testimonies of his goodness to communicate, to tell others about God's glory, about his goodness, about what he's done for you, to testify. And you are fulfilling this scripture. And the Bible says, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You. We love you.
God
and we look forward to
I love
seeing
people.
You
God
here
bless
in
you.
New Jersey again.
God bless you and your family. I always continue praying for you. Thank you so much for your kind words and your blessing words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Keep praising him. Keep
praising God.
I mean, I preached on Sunday that God is looking for true worshipers. So
you
are a true worshiper. Just keep
doing what you're doing
because you heard tonight that God is well pleased.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
To
Amen.
God be all the glory. Amen. Bless
Amen.
You both.
Hallelujah. She is such a blessing. And Pastor, it's amazing how some people sing when they're in a good mood or happy.
Yes.
And not that she's not, but sometimes it's something about a song that lifts
That's
our
right.
spirit.
Yes. Right.
It's not about a feeling. But it's something about a song that lifts our hearts and our spirits. And I find it's praise. It's praise. So sometimes it's not about how we feel.
Yes.
If you can get enough courage and enough ability to get a song in your mouth,
yes.
I guarantee you, your spirits will be lifted. And we thank God as she lives what she talks about. And she says, I go to bed, I wake up singing. And what a wonderful testimony. Area code 270-270. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for being a right
Praise
God.
The Lord.
Thank you, Father. We come together
thank
again
you,
tonight with an attitude of gratitude. I thank you, Father, for the kingdom connection. I thank you for the spirit of prayer. I thank you, Father, for you and the ministers, the pastors in Hillside, New Jersey, in the manner that you do, Father. I thank you for allowing them to yield themselves to the precious and powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that you have given them to receive. I thank you, Father, for the word that was brought forth tonight. And we know your word would never return to you void, Father. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. And as
thank
I sit
you.
Here, Father, I lift up the three that makes one, the Father, the Son, and the Person, Papa, give us the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
I thank you, Father, for your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of life. And I thank you for that precious and powerful blood that you shed on Mount Calvary for a wretch like me, Father.
Hallelujah.
That blood that covers us, Father. That same blood that heals us, Father. That same blood that cries out to purify and cleanse us,
Come
Father.
On, sir.
And I thank you, Father, as I heard your child, Pastor Anthony, as I heard the First Lady, Pastor Rebecca, Father, bringing the word, just the power of prayer that you have instilled in the temple that you have created in them, Father, allowed me to say, Father, just speak through my mouth as your mouth, Father. Your word says, do not let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you that I go away to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I'll receive you to myself. Father, I thank you, King Jesus, for giving us that commitment and that promise, Father. And you went away, Father, as you allowed your word to be brought forth about agreement. There's touch in agreement. There is power in unity, Father. You allowed the disciples to come together in the book of the apostles in the book of Acts, Father. When they came together in one place and in one mind, they were agreeing and touching together. They was on one accord. That's when you allowed them to receive the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, that same spirit that raised you from the dead, that will quicken our mortal bodies and we'll be caught up to meet you in the air, Father. We thank you for that spirit, that redemptive spirit that is on this line tonight, Father. His name is the Holy Ghost, Father, and I want to thank you again, Father, for allowing us to come together each and every Tuesday night, Father. Just allow us to continue, Father, to praise and worship your name because you are worthy, Father. Thank you, Father, again for the ministers at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing them to be used to your glory, Father. Gossiping the gospel of Christ Jesus, the true and living word of God, Father. Training your people up to see and hunger for your holy face in the holy place of New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Continue to have your way there, Father. I thank you again, Father, for spiritual connection. I thank you for unity, Father. I thank you for allowing us to come together, clothed in our right mind, with our mind stayed on you, touching and agreeing, Father, with that spirit of prayer that you have given us, Father. Continue to use them and use us to your glory, Father. Just have your way, Father. Bless them mightily, Father. Bless their home, Father. Bless their marriage, Father. Bless their ministry, Father. Continue to have your way there, Father. Continue to breathe your manifestation, Father. Your marvelous light there, Father. You are the Messiah, Father. Just allow your light to shine, Father, to glorify you who rules and reigns in heaven, Father. Thank you, King Jesus, for choosing the both of them as shepherd and shepherdess in the natural, Father. They hear your voice, Father, and they obey you, Father. Continue to use them in your glory, Father. Continue to have your way, Father. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost that you have given them that allows them to commune with you, Father. Continue to allow him to show up and shine out in each and every endeavor that you have for them, Father. Continue to increase their territory, Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's like Jeremiah. Oh, like fire. Shut up in my bones. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I just ask each and every individual on this line tonight, just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. As I intercede and pray for you, pray for me. Continue to plead the blood of Jesus over me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. That's what I do for you. That's a part of the fivefold ministry, which is Jesus. He's the fivefold all by himself, who y'all train his people up to one day see, because he went away to prepare a place for us. And when he come back, his reward is with him. He's going to receive us to himself. Have your way, Father. Thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry. Thank you again for the powerful anointing that you have given them. I love y'all, and I thank God for y'all. Have your way continuously with them, King Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you. Ooh, Jesus, thank you.
Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you right now, Brother Jamal. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you, Father God, for the Lord. We thank you for the strength upon his life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your fire and his belly, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life right now. We bind up the hand of Satan. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We declare that he is the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath. We declare that he is the lender and not the borrower. We declare that all the blessings of Abraham are upon his life, that he is a joint heir with Christ of the blessings of Abraham. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he's walking, Father God, in the footsteps, Father God, of Jesus as a true disciple of Christ. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to put a hedge of protection around them, God. Lord, we thank you that iron sharpens iron, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to pour, Father God, new wine into this vessel, oh God. Where he is weak, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are strong. When he gets tired, God, we thank you that he can come to you, Father God, and rest, oh God. And you will give him new strength. So, God, we speak new strength unto him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will strengthen him, oh God. Strengthen his arms, strengthen his legs, strengthen him in his journey, oh God. Strengthen him as he works, oh God. As he, Father God, begins to, Father God, Father God, to learn of you, oh God. Strengthen him, oh God, in family matters, oh God. Strengthen him in his finances, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, strengthen him in his faith, oh God. We pray as Jesus prayed for Peter, oh God. Father God, that you will, Father God, strengthen this man even in his faith, oh God. That you will not let his faith fail him, oh God. That his faith will increase, oh God. We speak increase over his life, God. That his faith will continue to increase, oh God. That he will go to higher heights and deeper depths in oh God. And no matter what he faces on a daily basis, oh God, Lord, you said that there was nothing, oh God, that would be impossible for him, oh God, as long as he continued to stay connected to the true vine, oh God, and as long as he stayed connected to Jesus, that he would bear much fruit, God. So, Lord, we thank you for allowing him not to grow weary and well-doing, oh God. Lord, continue to encourage his heart and let him know that he shall reap a harvest in due season if he faints now, God. Lord, I speak over his mind, God. I speak, Father God, strength over his mind, God, and replenishment, oh God, of fresh anointing, oh glory, hallelujah, over his mind, that he will not weary, oh God, and grow faint in his mind, God. I come against every stronghold, God. We come against every stronghold that's trying to come against him, oh God. And we declare, Father God, oh, hallelujah, that this battle is not his, oh God, but it is yours. So, Lord, I thank you that even now in the spirit realm, I see you fighting for him, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I see angels with swords, mighty angels with swords, mighty warriors in the angelic realm, oh God, fighting on his behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you, Lord, right now, dispatch ministry angels, oh God, to begin to minister to this man of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus, and we declare, oh God, that the purpose that you have ordained for him, and which you sent him to earth, but shall come to pass, that it shall be fulfilled. There will be no abortion. There will be no miscarriage, oh God, but you shall do be and have all that you have called him to do be and have, and that all his days shall be lifted, oh God. We thank you, Lord, all glory, for lifting up his days, God. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no sickness in his body. And we speak healing over his body, over his physical realm, over his body right now. That body that you gave him to manifest in this earth realm. We speak healing over his life, his mind, his body, his health, his finances. We speak healing and restoration over him right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Once again, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus from the top of his head, oh glory, oh, to the bottom of his feet. We thank you, Lord, that the blood will never lose his power. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over his life. And we touch and agree on this prayer, Lord, for Brother Jamal, your minister of the gospel. We pray for his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Multiply his seed. Multiply the seed that's been sown on this prayer line. Multiply the seed that's been sown into this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Brother Jamal, and continue in your labor, Lord, for God's kingdom, God's people. We thank God for you as you come to this prayer line. It's amazing. Pastors need prayer.
Yes.
And we thank God. All of you guys pray for us, and we thank God, and we receive your prayer, Brother Jamal, as you cover us in prayer.
God.
We receive that in the name of Jesus. And I personally, while we have you on the line, we want to thank you for the seed that you sown into passing my life and the new creation church family. We got that seed out of our P.O. box, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. One more thing. I bind up the spirit of retaliation and backlash right now in the name of Jesus. As this man stands in the gap for Pastor Anthony and myself, as he stands in the gap for New Creation Christian Ministries, as he stands in the gap for the Rock Church and his pastor down there, we bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation, and we declare and decree that no weapon formed against him can prosper. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God. We're going to take another caller. God bless you.
We love you.
God bless you.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He is a blessing. And, you know, it's amazing. He called in our robbery to sow and to pray and to come faithfully.
Yes.
And all of our regular people that show up every Tuesday night, we thank God for you. because he said, if my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray. And we are the people of God, and we are making a difference. Amen. We are making a difference. We're going to take our next caller. Again, press 1 on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight. Area code 813. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
To God be the glory. Oh, my God. Yes. This prayer line is on fire. Hallelujah. Jeez. Praise the Lord. God is such a good God.
Hallelujah.
And every day I feel that he is drawing us more closer and closer to him. Oh,
yes.
And it is, I can't wait to get on this prayer line. It is just amazing. And sometimes I don't speak, but it just fills me with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus. And I thank for you,
Jesus.
Pastors, both
thank
of you. May
Jesus.
The Lord bless you and continue to give you the strength that you need to carry on, because through Christ we are victorious.
Yes.
And also for Pastor Jamal and for Maria, I thank the Lord for their speaking, for their prayers, for everything that they tell us, because it just is such a feeding of the Spirit to our spirits. And I praise the Lord for this whole thing. And of course, my friend Carmen, I praise God for bringing her back to me, and that she was able to bring me to this prayer line. And
yes.
I tell you, it is just, I
yes,
feel
God.
The Lord drawing us nearer and nearer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for all the blessings that he has given us. And I thank for the beautiful prayer, Pastor, that you said you included everybody. And I thank God for giving you that capacity to continue on, because it is so touching, Lord. It's not just about us, but it's also about all those that we can help and that need
yes.
our prayers, oh God, those that don't know you, oh Father God. And I thank you, Jesus, for all your precious love and your consideration in spite, oh God, of my sinfulness, oh God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your kind, beautiful, touching words. Pastor and I felt your heart, and everybody on the prayer line. We thank God for Sister Carmen also introducing you to the prayer line, and Brother Jamal and Sister Maria. You guys are all a blessing,
yes,
and we have the same spirit. We are the body of Christ, and the word says that we got to snatch some out of the fire, and that's what we do when we pray. It can do what sometimes man can't do. And we thank God that he can touch people when we can't touch them. So we pray to God to help our children and our grandchildren, our neighbors, and those, like you said, who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior yet. So we're going to continue to pray. But before we let you go, we're going to pray for you. But thank you for those words, because this prayer line, when God told us to do it, we know that God was going to bless it, and we just want to humbly come every Tuesday night and pray for this 1 hour together.
Yes.
So let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Miriam tonight.
Thank
you for this woman of God. Thank you for her love that she has for people. Lord, thank you for her love for her friends and her family and those, Father God, who don't yet know you, in the name of Jesus. Even she resides in the state of Florida. Use her in the capacity, Lord, even meeting people in her daily walk and her daily duties, Lord. Give her opportunity to talk about the goodness of Jesus. Father God, let people look at her light. Let her light so shine that they may glorify her Father which is in heaven. You called her to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So we thank you, Lord, that you continue to anoint her and give her ability, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to love people unconditionally. So, Lord, I thank you for her heart. Bless her family and her children. Meet every need of her life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, keep her healthy and well in the mighty name of Jesus. Satisfy her with long life and continue to give her opportunity to share the good news of the gospel in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for her prayers to our pastor and myself and the church family, Sister Carmen and Sister Maria, those people who are her friends, Lord. Continue to bless those that she know and continue to send good people in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just praise you. Hallelujah. For this woman of God. Thank you for her heart. Thank you, Father God, that her heart is set on fire and ablaze with your love and your compassion, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, as Pastor prayed, that you would continue to use her mightily. Be contagious, oh God, wherever she goes, hallelujah. Let her be contagious, oh God, hallelujah. People will want to know her, God, the Jesus, that the God that's on the inside of her, oh God. Well, we thank you, Father God, for impacting her family first and then her neighborhood, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for using her mightily in the church, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is to this prayer line. We pray for her family, God, that you will continue to restore and unite her family, God. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles that are coming to pass in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for changing, Father God, her life, oh God, as you changed our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine impartation, God, that you're setting everything in motion, Father God, according to your plan, which has already been established in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is her strength. Continue to bless her and keep her. And, Lord, we pray right now a very special prayer for Carmen, her friend, Carmen, who brought so many people to this prayer line, God. We thank you for Sister Carmen, God. We pray, Father God, for the friendship that she has with Sister Maria and Sister Miriam. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for using Sister Carmen to bring them to us, oh, God, that we, Father God, are united in the spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being a family, oh God. That, Lord, that we are all, Father God, walking together in the unity of the spirit, of your precious Holy Spirit, God. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen, God. And we send a prayer for her home tonight. We pray for her husband and her children and her grandchildren, her great-grand. Lord, bless that woman of God. She has a heart for her pastors. Lord, we know that she loves us, God, and we know that she loves you, and we know that she loves Miriam and Maria and Jamal and all the people on this line in her church family. Lord, continue to bless Sister Carmen. Keep her. And Father God, give her, Father God, the desires of her heart as she continues to delight in you. So, Lord, we thank you for our family on tonight on this prayer line. And we bless you for Sister Miriam. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Sister Miriam. And we thank God for you. We thank God for the day we met you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are
blessing, for me. A blessing for me.
Amen. We thank God for her. I believe that's our final caller.
Amen.
She is just a blessing, and we thank God for her all the way from the state of Florida. And I want to pray for my mother-in-law also in the state of Florida.
Yes.
We see you out there, Ma. Continue to touch our mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Down in Sanford, Florida, we thank you for, Father God, her being a blessing to the family and continue to meet every need in the name of Jesus. Bless her children and her grandchildren, her siblings, her sisters, and, Father God, every need being met of my mother, May Thomas, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, even though she got a praise report concerning her health. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to keep her healthy and well in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her joy and thank you for her spirit and thank you for her love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to bless her home down there. Continue to meet every need of hers in the name of Jesus. So thank God for our mother, Lord, tonight, Mother May Thomas. Continue to bless her and keep her and cover her in the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Mom, and we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that's our final caller. But we thank God, hallelujah, for our mother in the name.
Yes, yes, we love you, Mom, and we thank God for you. Amen. And my mother, Mother May, listens to the prayer line. She's here every week. And she gave us a praise report. She was sick a couple of weeks ago. And we often pray for her, but she never comes on. But when we see her, we pray for her. But she called me and told me that the doctor gave her a glowing report. I mean, all of her cholesterol was good, high blood pressure was good, weight was good, had lost the weight the doctor wanted her to lose. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are rejoicing with my mother, my biological mother, amen, who was a member of New Creed. I'm still her pastor, even though she has another pastor in Florida. Yeah. But she was our first deacon at New Creation Christian Ministries, and she's one of the founding members of the church, and she's still with us, praying with us, and she keeps telling Pastor Anthony and I to keep doing what we're doing, because God is going to do what he said he would do. Amen. So we thank God for the woman who raised me, my mother, amen, and her praise report, amen, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who came out for prayer on tonight. Listen, the blessing of the Lord be upon your homes, and the blessing of the Lord be upon your families. The blessing of the Lord be upon your finances, and the blessing of the Lord be upon your every endeavor. We pray that God will keep you in perfect peace and continue to be the joy that brings you strength, and continue to be the light that directs your path as you go through your everyday business for him. And we encourage you on tonight to keep God first. Listen, we can get caught up in so many things that are going on in this world, but God has given me a mandate to remind his people to put him on the altar, to put him back on the altar of our lives, and to leave him there, to keep him first. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have to have first place in our lives. Amen. And if you're not saved and you're listening to this prayer, you can just give your life to Jesus today and say, Lord, I believe in this God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on this prayer line, and I receive Jesus Christ today. I know he died for my life, for my sins, in my place, so that I could live my life for you. So, Father, I repent today, and I turn away from my old way of living, and I turn into the new way, into your loving arms. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior today, and I receive the forgiveness of my sins, and I receive you as my Father, and I receive eternal life with you. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. And that's what it's all about. That's the gospel. If you receive God, Jesus, God is your Father. Amen. So if you receive him today, you can email me, powerintheword1@yahoo.com, or send me a message on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Amen. Listen, we love you. Come visit us at New Creation Christian Ministries. Hallelujah. Come worship God with us. My God, we love Jesus. Come worship God with us. Every Sunday at 12:30, we're there, and we are worshiping God. Amen. And it's a powerful time in the Lord. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. You can also come tomorrow on Wednesday at 7:30. We would love to see you and wrap our arms around you and give you a hug of love. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Visit us, worship with us, pray about joining us. Amen. There is a work to be done, and we would love to have you labor with us in this part of the vineyard. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I pray that this song minister to you as we sign off tonight, but we thank God for you. This song is It Ain't Over Until God Says It's Over. Allow this song to minister to you as we sign off tonight. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. in the name of
I'm
Jesus.
I'm fine. No, really, you can tell me.
You wouldn't understand.
You might be right, but together, maybe we can find the answer.
Miss Clark, I have a Bible.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be.
could hold.